This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You're in a tough moment in your life, toughest. You're doing a self-inventory of your skills and your talents. Where the heck do I go from here? It's easy to second-guess yourself when you're starting a whole new journey, and then you start building a brand. Just tell me the mindset there, even some of the uncertainty. We'll keep it positive, but I just want to hear what that moment was like for you and how you got past it.
Oh, man, the first thing, and I think this is true for every man, like I always tell people, if you want to strip a man of like his identity and his confidence and his motivation, take him away from what he does, you know, strip him away from his ability to do what he does. And I went through that whole entire just mind shift of feeling valued or not feeling valued and having to re-identify like my self-worth. Like, where did my worth come from? Was it from the jersey, or was it, you know, was I enough? Did I have the skill sets? And I think that's one of the toughest hurdles to overcome when you do become jobless, or you do lose that business, or you do lose a relationship. It's like you literally have to sit down and ask yourself, who am I, you know, outside, away from these things? And so that was one of the biggest challenges. Once I sat down and I identified, and that's why I had to do that self-inventory, because so much of my life and the validation I received and the worth I received was from what I did on the field. And that's true for so many people. Their self-worth comes from their GPA, or it comes from being, you know, having a certain title. And when somebody asks them what they're doing, they, you know, excitingly and boastfully say, oh, I'm a executive for this or whatever. And when you take that away, man, it's such a hard thing to deal with psychologically. Just not, you know, somebody asking you that simple question, what are you doing? So what do you do? And you don't have an answer. Like, that alone is a challenge, man.
Right.
And so I had to, like I said, I had to identify my value, and I had to reclassify what being a free agent was, and seeing it as a time that was a benefit and not something that was bad or something that was meant to destroy me. And I also, the second thing that really helped me, man, was besides faith, of course, was just having compassion. When I started to sit down and evaluate myself and my life, I started thinking about so many other people who would be in that same position. And I thought about, how could I reach them? How could I use where I'm at now to add value to them, to encourage them when they get in that position? And I'm telling you, man, when you take that approach, it don't matter how depressed you are about life, I feel like when you think about other people who are in that same position, who you could help by overcoming what you're going through, it changes everything. And so that's when I decided to like write my first book and, you know, actually create something as I was going through my experience to impact somebody else. And I knew there would be other people who would go through the same thing.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.